So this is what I would do if I was Romney and had a big dick. So what I would do first and foremost is I would back Trump at this next election, to be honest, because he's been a pussy fucking doing the ad popular shit with the liberals his entire time. He's had the, to be honest, and he's making himself, it would strategically make sense if he ran in 2024. It's not smart though, and he's actually, he's just not being smart about it at all. And the reality is he's probably not going to be president, which doesn't really matter. What he should do is worry about what God's going to think about him. And he's got a lot of potential and opportunity and influence. If he went to the Mormon church and was like, hey, we've got $100 billion, let's fucking use it. Let's do Project Daily Bread. Let's fucking get food, water, and shelter to these people in the third world so 130 million people don't die. That would be very, like, treasures in heaven would be, like, trillionaire. You know what I'm saying? It's irrelevant. Essentially, the key to this whole thing is we can't let 9/11 be the key to Solomon's temple. So essentially, the Dome of the Rock is where Solomon's temple, the ground for where it needs to be. And for Revelation to be coming true, that then there has to be some sort of like, there has to be a good reason for Israel to slaughter the Palestinians and destroy the Dome of the Rock, which would create World War III. So that's what we have to prevent, because we want to prevent revelations, because we want to prevent a rapture. So the average age is 2160. That's the 369 Tesla thing. It's kind of irrelevant, just kind of like a joke to like say China can have the next century. Strategically, I think this is kind of a joke too. I don't know. Again, it's like maybe I'm missing some intel. Maybe there's just my ideas. Whatever. I'm not a fucking bitch. I think we could play the NBA in China. I think the writing's on the wall. For Space Jam 2, it could be live action. We stabilize the region. They love the NBA. We get some journalists in there. If not, it's either that or we fucking send all the liberals and the communists, and, like, fucking airdrop them, have a draft, and fucking have them right outside Hong Kong and just fucking watch and see if they slow down the tanks at all, because I'm not buying it. And yeah, we'll see what happens. Other thing, where this probably needs to be a Nuremberg trial, and it's, again, it's either Jesus, I trust in you, or I was following orders, and there's gonna be, honestly, I've been telling everybody we should renovate Guantanamo. We need a lot of people in fucking Guantanamo. This is fucking ridiculous, to be honest. I'm just gonna say all my ideas, I don't give a shit. Yeah, fucking 3 million people have starved to death this year alone. In the third world, people don't fucking give a shit. And they're saying 130 million people are going to starve to death, and we're fucking all inside. Like, no. We got to go all out with the $56 trillion spending plan, keep all the people who are going to be fucking bitches and liberals, and fucking not meet God halfway with this their hand. And like, you got, it's fucking talents. Heaven's the talents. And there's going to be a lot of people coming back with no talents, and that's up for them. There's going to be, in the same sense, there's a lot of rich people that aren't going to be able to get through the eye of the needle. There's a lot of billion-dollar companies that have the power to be fucking doing this, and nobody cares, you know? If it is Revelations, we only get 144,000 people. It's an honor to be alive at this time. I think everybody needs to watch InfoWars, and it's just a matter of a few... It only literally takes a few good men to not destroy the... Like, you know what I'm saying? And... Let's hope it's not Revelations. I would watch Leo Zagani. Essentially, if China could pick whoever they wanted in terms of they get appointed by the dragon, Macron is the best guess, and Leo Zagani backed that, and I just saw some YouTube video on it a long time ago, and the whole global warming is the antithesis of Christianity. Greta Thunberg doesn't really seem that powerful. Just a fucking child soldier. Fucking because it's like the ad popular narrative type shit. Just to reiterate, the global warming is based on the whole thing. It's a carbon tax because they think the world's going to be uninhabitable past 2050. So they have to depopulate humans because essentially the old way was to raise the abundance level or eradicate disease by raising abundance. And then, so it's like raise third world countries to first world countries, which I think we should do, call it Project Resurrection. and be strategic about our foreign aid and give more foreign aid and create less cost and less military. Fucking seems smart, especially if we get to zero automated cost. If we make it 5 to 10 years, like, we could have fucking peace. It's just a matter of... if it's the fucking rapture and then we end up in heaven, like, who gives a fuck? I'm just saying, like, they probably thought the world was going to end a lot of times. And it's, like, just the fact that even, like, the first Apple computer was the 666 shit and the fucking... even the fucking... the fucking writing's on the wall, people. You can't be fucking retarded. And all these fucking... dude, why is the Simpsons video... why is the fucking NBC guy... why is he the first one to get fucking the vaccine, you know? It's, like... yeah, to be honest, dude, it's, like... you gotta tell people what you know. You can't fucking water down truth, because water down truth leads to water down laws, and then water down laws separates man's law from God's law, and once there's a divide, there's an imbalance of justice, and I am who I am. If we don't identify with God, then God goes somewhere else. He goes with the people who are gonna help his people. You know what I'm saying? So if we say we're gonna help his people, then he's gonna be here. If not, you know what I'm saying? So that's why we gotta disalign with Israel. Because Israel is fucked up, dude. Honestly, read David Icke. In terms of, I've been trying to convince the CIA of ESP. It's kind of, the concept of ESP is irrelevant because they try to, like, bend spoons and, like, test God. That's not how it works. It's I am who I am. So it's, like, it's irrelevant. It's just based on, yeah, that's my thoughts. If you guys aren't going to do anything, it doesn't matter. Somebody else will. It's like, I have nothing over anybody. Nobody's got anything over me. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's just, like, yeah.